6:40 now at KLIF City of Dallas, looking to improve and expand affordable housing. But the issue is, where are they going to do that? Producer Robin Geske in studio with more on a study that officials hope will point them in the right direction. Morning, Robin.
Good morning. Yes, y'all may have heard something about this last year. It was back in March. TC Broadnax looked at the housing plan for the city of Dallas and looked at how there wasn't really a whole lot of affordable options left. The lower income and middle lower income, those areas are gone as far as inside the city limits. So he went out, hired a nonprofit group to come in and do what they call a market value analysis, which is kind of a boring name for a really, really extensive plan, set of maps. There is basically a block-by-block plan of the city of Dallas and all of the housing that's in it. And so this nonprofit group comes in, you know, does the maps. And they've done this actually for 30 other cities across the country. Two of them are in Texas, San Antonio and Houston have also hired them to do
this. How do they do that? You go through tax records?
They go through a lot of things.
Property tax records?
Property tax records, census records, because they also do demographics as well when they're breaking all of this down.
Wow.
Yeah, so they dig through it. They actually did it in some pretty record time, I think. That's a lot of information to get through because they started it back in March. And today they're going to release the actual the maps. But like I said, they did it for Houston and San Antonio. Both of those cities were able to identify areas. They looked at where they could either improve the housing that is there, you know, some of the lower income areas that are at risk for becoming, you know, degraded and mm-hmm. That are at risk for that and try and kind of stop that and rehab those, or just go ahead and tear it down and start over. There's some areas in the city that they said could be better served doing that. So the group comes in, they dig through all of the information, make these maps. They take several things into consideration when they did the maps, because what they're going to do is present these maps and then their set of recommendations. They said they took into consideration the median home price in Dallas, which we've talked about several times over the past, you know, what, year?
Mm. Well, it's just gone up.
Yeah, skyrocketed. Yeah. So they took that into consideration because I think that they're probably thinking, you know, we can't tear a lot down and rebuild because they're going to be worth more than what the people living in those areas can afford. Secondly, they also took the cost of rent into consideration because, again, the cost of rent, along with mortgage prices, you know, went up. They took into consideration vacancy. There's not a lot of vacancy in those lower income areas in the city of Dallas, so they don't want to have, you know, whole areas, neighborhoods that are uninhabitable while they're doing all of this rehabilitation.
And isn't there sort of the NIMBY, not in my backyard, that people don't want the affordable housing in their area?
Absolutely. And so they have to, they also, that's part of the thing. They said they wanted to work on community outreach programs to let people know that this isn't a bad thing, you know, that to have government-assisted housing in your area, especially when it's done the right way, can really improve the neighborhood.
Yeah, well, that's what is the government going to say? Still, if you have a personal investment in a home and neighborhood, you know, you don't want people who don't care. And it's not about low-income people necessarily. I know very well personally that people who rent homes, regardless of what kind of work they do or anything, just don't take care of them the way people who buy them do.
And I know people who buy houses that don't take care of them, you know, the way
you're sort of painting everyone with a broad brush when you say that.
Exactly. But. So, I mean, it
I didn't mean to imply that it was everybody, but as a general rule, people who rent, you know, are not going to sink a lot of money into doing nice yard work and that sort of thing. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get stuck on that.
No,
but
it's okay.
I'm just saying it's a reasonable consideration for people, and it's not easy for the government to say, "Oh no, this is fine." Anyway, please continue with your report on the report.
So they took all of these things into consideration. They're going to release these maps today to the city council. What happens next is the council is going to take that to a steering committee, and they're going to have some public input meetings. So the public will get their chance to speak out about it if they do live in an area where they, you know, have projected something that they don't agree with. Those meetings are going to be held through the end of February, and then from there, the city's going to take some action.
All right. Thank you, Robin. Appreciate it. Robin Geske, our producer, reporting live with us this morning.